Hey, you've reached Trevor Beggs, aka Beggsy, aka Big Daddy Beggs. Do your thing after the beep.
Trevor, call me back, okay? I want to know what you're getting your daughter for Christmas, okay? Leak it to the people. Leak it to all the fathers listening to this, okay? Honestly, what are you getting your daughter? I think it's a big question, yo. These moments matter, you know? I've read a couple books. Yo, those young people, those young human beings in this world, they remember stuff, okay? They can hold that trauma. So don't fuck this up, Begsy. Call me back, all right? We gotta talk about that thing. Hey, man, I'm back, baby. Go, Canucks, go. Happy holidays. Trevor, thanks for calling back, man. Thanks for calling back.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? I just got home, long day, sat down with the wife, and I said, oh, shit, I can't chill with you. I gotta call Kyle back.
Yeah, you chose your bro over your family once again. We see athletes do it all the time,
yeah,
right? Athletes do it all the time. They love sports. They love sports more than they do love their family members, I think. I don't know. They're the ones that they're saying it. They're saying it. I'm just repeating it. Best day of my life. I won a championship. You're holding your kid. I rest my case. Come on, man. You know
it
too, man.
I think last week we kind of talked about it.
You pick sports over your family, dog. That's something else, bro.
It wasn't just sports, man. It was my bro and the sports.
The other minute, I was listening to the last episode of Sipping on a 40, and damn, I gave a huge shout out to Chris Faber, not because he's doing the fucking most. Let's be real, dude. That guy's winning. That guy's winning. Living the Canadian dream. I gave that guy so much love. So much love for his appreciation for romance. And Begsy, come on, man. You're talking sports, and come on, man. Your family was sick a couple days ago, and you're doing this. That's something else, man. Hey, I'm happy, man. I'm happy. I thought I was going to come in smooth because I feel as if I should have humbled myself after yesterday's conversation with you because, damn, I was just basking in one man's. Or two, Travis Green got fired too. I completely forgot. It didn't even feel like that. I was just basking in that type of...
Yeah. The secondary story, I think.
Oh, man. And, man, people probably think I'm an asshole. They probably do. Because that's not nice, man. Somebody lost their job. Come on, why are you smiling?
I don't think
laughing?
So, man. I think 90% of Canucks fans are probably agree with you.
I'm just saying, I'm an old man now. Nah. That shouldn't be happening. If that was... You know what? That reminded me of when I was super young. I think I was like 17 years old. I was a passionate hockey fan, right? Go Canada, go. 2010. And I remember we played the USA, not in the gold medal game, sometime in the round robin, right? And I think I was downtown for that game. And I remember like going up to some Americans and saying, fuck USA, yo. Yo, that's something else, man. I'm obnoxious, yo. But man,
you're a real sports fan, man. I like it. Yeah, they probably deserved it, you know?
Begsy, you hear the music, man. I'm all over the place. And right now, I'm happy as fuck because I went on the greatest walk of my life today. Today, the greatest walk of my life because I felt lighter. I felt lighter. I actually feel younger, too. I feel as if I got a new life because Jim Benning is no longer the dude calling the shots for my city's team. I'm back. Kyle Bowen is back. KYLEBHAWAN is back. Jim Benning was holding me the fuck back. I've been saying it, man.
Yeah, I think, we all say this has been a brutal 8 years. I'm trying to think of the moment where the Benning tenure really took a turn for the worst. And yeah, I think the Jake Virtanen pick in hindsight was probably that moment. And you can even look at the Ryan Kessler trade. That wasn't a great deal in hindsight either. For me, it was that 2015 offseason when he traded for Brandon Sutter and signed him.
Trevor, listen to the music. Just listen to the music. Listen to the music. We're not doing this. Let's talk about the good times. Like, it's going to happen, Trevor. It's going to happen. I think we're going to be respected again sooner than we think based on our next hire. Because if you look at it and you break down the science, right? I think we saw a break in the pattern, okay? Because the Canucks actually made a good deal here. they got rid of something that wasn't working on both ends, right? The management front, the coaching staff. And then they got Bruce Boudreau for pretty much 1 year, a trial run. Like, they didn't have to do more to get him.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And that was not the case under anything Jim Benning did. You always gave up more. We won this deal, and I think it's going to change things on the executive side. The on-ice product is completely different, but I think we're going to get a dub with this hiring of the next GM. I don't know who it's going to be. I'm just Kyle Bound, okay? You watch more hockey than I do, okay? I got shit to do, dog. I got shit to do. Books to read, you know?
I'm certainly in wait-and-see mode to see what the Canucks actually do. It's the way Aquilini has run this team, I mean, I know he pretty much denied having involvement at the press conference. Get that quote, you know, owners own, managers manage, players play. I think it's a bunch of bullshit, man. Based on what we've seen over the years, it looks like Aquilini's fingerprints are all over what the Canucks have been doing. So,
oh, yeah, dude.
We'll see. But, you know what? I like you said, you know, Boudreau in a short-term contract. I not only like it for the Canucks, but I love it for Bruce Boudreau. Like, this motherfucker's betting on himself, man. Like, this is one of the most successful regular season coaches in NHL history. 67 years old. I mean, I don't want to say it's his last shot because he's a pretty well-respected coach, but the motherfucker, he just bet on himself, man. Bet on himself, you know? Give me that, you know, not even a one-year deal. Second-year option. He's like, I got this. I think there's been an awesome honeymoon phase over the first, you know, 48 hours of his tenure, but we'll see how it goes. I think the winning will indicate everything, but he just seems like the right coach for this group right now.
Yeah, because it's a nothing deal. It's a show-me deal for everyone involved, and it just buys time. And that's one thing this franchise needs. Just as an organization, they need to be patient with things. Because if they aren't, then they risk this being, again, a 20-year thing and not just a 10-year thing. I truly believe that. I truly believe that because there's a lot of damage done here, bro. A lot of damage done. There's a lot of goods left over, too. But I wonder if the culture of the team is that threatened based on, you know, what Benning did over 8 years. Like, can they actually turn this thing around? It's going to... Trevor, why are we doing this? Listen to the music, dude. Okay, baby? Listen to the music. Hey, baby. Hey. Begsy, we ain't doing this, man.
There's a reason for this, man. I think almost a decade of pessimism and malfunctions in this market.
Oh, my goodness,
has dampened us, man. So, again, I'm in wait-and-see mode. It is a new day. A breath of fresh air. But I do believe in this core to turn it around because... Bo Horvat, Brock Besser, Elias Pettersson, they've all underperformed. And I think, honestly, even Connor Garland's had a great season. I think Garland could turn it up a gear too, to be honest. You're going to see further growth of the Podkolzin and the Hoglander. I mean, there's a lot to be excited about in Vancouver. I think it's fixing this defense is, again, going to be the biggest project of whatever management group is in charge going forward.
Oh, 100%. And I can't believe you reminded me of that trade. How did they fire a GM and allow him to do that deal 4 months ago after doing so many of those deals year after year after year after year after year? You know, I'm glad that Francesco took, in my opinion, a lot more blame than I thought he was going to take. Because accountability had to start from the top. Because this was actually embarrassing. I've said it a million times. This is not Arizona. It's fucking Vancouver. It's Vancouver. 52, 53, 57. Dude, it's been forever. They haven't done shit. Yet the fans have always showed up, and then they let that happen for 8 years. That's fucked. That is fucked. That really is. And Francesco from the top took some blame, which kind of helps me want to transition to the next phase of my relationship with the Vancouver Canucks. Look, I'm going to make the announcement right now. I'm breaking up with the Colorado Avalanche, okay? I'm breaking up with the Colorado Avalanche, all right?
In Vancouver.
In Vancouver.
That was fast, man.
That was
and
fast.
A bold decision, you know?
That was
That's
fast.
A bold decision, too.
I'm sorry.
Colorado could win a cup this year, man.
I'm sorry. I know that was weird. You know, that was weird. A weird time for me. I was sleeping with two teams.
A three-week relationship, man. What is that, high school? Holy shit.
I deserve better. I deserve better. Come on, man. I deserve better, man. You know it too, man. You know it too. I deserve better. We all deserve better. We all deserve clarity. We also deserve to not be the laughingstock of the NBA. We're too educated here. In the world of hockey, okay? Again, this is not Arizona. Anyways, Trevor, man, it's the fuck of holidays, baby. You can leak it. Your daughter cannot comprehend podcasts yet. I'm guessing she's not that smart, okay? She's still pretty young.
No, I don't think so.
So why don't you tell me, your brother, what you're getting your daughter for Christmas?
Well, we plan on getting one kind of big gift when we're having Christmas with the family. And right now, that big gift is going to be like a little rocking horse. I think right now, it's actually a rocking super we're getting.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Bro, you're going to make me emotional, man. That's the best gift ever. You know how happy she's going to be, yo? You can see it.
You should come over. You should come over and play her a rocking song. The rocking.
Bro.
Keeper.
No,
you can, the song.
You can picture it, man. You can picture it, Trevor. Her getting that gift and her first ride on that thing, you know? She's going to be smiling. The biggest smile you'll ever see is probably on that day. That's crazy, yo. Yo, you're a great dad, yo. You're a great dad. And hey,
yeah,
Trevor Banks.
You're giving me the...
Bagsy, you a Canucks fan, baby. Remember that, baby. Remember that. We Canucks fans. Hey, we are all Canucks. We are all Canucks again. Ho, ho, ho. Happy holidays, yo. Bagsy, man. Thanks for calling me back.
I just hope one day I'm writing about shooting for a good team once again, man. Hopefully, sooner rather than later.
I want to talk about dubs. I want to talk about chances. I want to talk about hope. 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 Come on, man. That's all you need in life. Amen. Hope. Happy
it's always
holidays,
time
man.
For hope, man. Tis the season, buddy.
Tis the season, okay? Tis the season. Peace out, Trevor.
All right, peace out, motherfucker.